the eagle. The achievement of outsmarting the progeny of the trickster god went to Sisyphus's head. He began to believe that he really was the cleverest and most resourceful man in the world. He set himself up as a kind of royal problem-solver, pronouncing on all manner of issues brought to him and charging enormous sums for his rulings. But there is a difference between guile and good sense, cunning and judgment, quick-wittedness and wisdom. Do you recall the Asopos? It was in the waters of this Boeotian river that the Theban priestess Semele had washed, attracting the attentions of Zeus and bringing about the birth of Dionysus. Unhappily, the god of that river had a daughter, Aegina, who was beautiful enough to catch Zeus's eye. In the form of an eagle, the god swooped down and seized the girl, taking her to an island off the coast of Attica. The distraught river god searched everywhere for her, asking everyone he met if they had seen any sign of his beloved daughter. "A young girl dressed in goatskin, you say," responded Sisyphus when his turn came to be pressed for information. "Why, yes, I saw just such a maiden snatched up by an eagle not long ago. She had been bathing in the river when out of the sun he dived. It was the most... Where did he take her? Did you see? Are those bracelets real gold? I must say they're very fine. Take them, they're yours. Only for pity's sake, tell me what happened to Aegina. I was high on a hill, so I saw the whole thing. The eagle took her to... That ring of yours, an emerald, is it? Why, thank you. Now, let me see. Yes, they flew across the sea and landed there, on that island. Come to the window. You can just make it out on the horizon. See? Inone, they call the island, I believe. That's where you'll find them. Oh, are you leaving? Asopus chartered a boat and made his way to the island. He hadn't made it halfway over before Zeus saw him coming and sent a thunderbolt across his bows. Its blast swept Asopus and his boat in a great tidal bore up his own estuary and into his river. Asopus had charge of at least two rivers. There was the one in Boeotia that watered Thebes, and this one which ran through Corinth. But Sisyphus! Zeus had had his eye on that villain for some time. It had not gone unnoticed to the god of Xenia that Sisyphus had a history of abusing the guests that travelled in his lands, taxing them, plundering their treasures, making free with their women, shamelessly transgressing every canon of the sacred laws of hospitality. And now he presumed to interfere in matters that were none of his business, to meddle in the affairs of his betters, to tell tales on the king of the gods himself. It was time to take measures. An example must be set that would serve as a warning to others. Death and damnation to him. Despite his royal blood, Sisyphus's life had been too wicked, too shameless, Zeus ruled, to merit the dignity of his being conducted to the underworld by Hermes. Instead, Thanatos, death himself, was sent to shackle and escort him.